I want to explain why this matters. I have been writing state of the industry forecasts for decades, early on as editor and publisher at World Teen News and later at Stir Magazine. The process was conventional and disciplined. I researched the trends, I organized them in sequence, I assessed likely impacts. Then I invited recognized industry figures, analysts, executives, institutional experts to comment. They responded by email or phone, often with thoughtful, nuanced, sometimes challenging observations. But editorial reality innervated. Space was limited, brevity was required. Much of what they shared never appeared in full. I summarized, selected quotes, and extracted what fit. Those articles were authoritative and widely shared, earning 25,000 views because they featured visible, trusted names. But they also reflected a structural limitation. Only what was already widely acknowledged tended to survive. In 2017, the forecast, for example, leaned heavily on the International Tea Committee statistics to validate trends that were already emerging into broad awareness. That approach was sound, but it also meant that less obvious developments, early signals, dissenting interpretations, often remained invisible. By 2020, I refined the model to explicitly ask thought leaders with deep expertise to comment on specific trends. The results were stronger. The impressions doubled. It was more relevant, more shareable. But the process was still compressed. It still depended on a narrow set of voices, and it still treated commentary as something to be distilled after the fact. What we gained in clarity, we lost in depth. That trade-off no longer makes sense. Today, the tea industry does not lack information. We're flooded with data, UNFAO production tables, ITC trade statistics, World Bank indicators, World Economic Forum risk assessments. We rely on Euromonitor and Mintel to understand where markets are going and to follow ever-shifting consumer behavior. We turn to Nielsen and Circana to validate outcomes at the point of sale. The constraint is not numbers, it's interpretation. Specifically, disciplined, honest interpretation that acknowledges what did not work, why alignment failed, and how fragmentation has shaped outcomes. That is why the 2026 forecast reverses the sequence. All 12 trends are published first in draft. Each is supported by authoritative data, UNFAO, ITC, World Trade. There are links to a World Economic Forum risk analysis published last week that describes 2- and 10-year threats assessed by 1,300 business leaders globally. Resources are embedded directly into the narrative with links to full-source reports. Readers are invited to comment before the report is finalized, not privately, not by mail, publicly, on LinkedIn, where insight is visible, attributable, and shareable. Sharing is caring, and reposts will bring this content to the attention of those not yet visible to the media. This is not a rush exercise. The draft will remain open for 60 days. Comments will be reviewed, contextualized, and selectively incorporated based on relevance and analytical value. In March, once the International Tea Committee has its 2025 totals finalized, all 12 trends will be updated again to reflect the most current data. If you have commented on these issues before, you are welcome to reuse and adapt your earlier insights. If you are not widely known but capable, this format surfaces your thinking alongside institutional data. If you disagree with assumptions embedded in the trends, that disagreement is not only welcome, it's essential. The goal is not consensus, the goal is clarity. The TBiz blog and podcast forum provides the right setting for this exchange. It is not an open broadcast channel. It resembles a well-moderated professional discussion thread, focused, civil, and informed, a place where synthesis matters more than volume and where thoughtful dissent improves the final work. The next gains for the tea industry will not come from collecting more information. They will come from interpreting what we already know with greater discipline and honesty. This year's State of the Tea Industry report is intentionally collaborative. If you are working inside the tea ecosystem, production, trade, branding, tasting, retail, policy, logistics, your perspective has value. By contributing publicly, you help shape a more accurate forecast, and in doing so, you elevate your own visibility as a thoughtful participant in the industry's future. The draft is live, the window's open, there's no rush. Let the conversation begin now.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.